Welcome back to another Edge Got In podcast. Thank you for pushing the pause button today and joining us where we are dedicated to championing your human potential in Christ. Today's title is to be strong in His might, not yours. The learning objective for today is that you will walk away knowing three verses, to lean into these three verses that you're going to learn today that will help you reconnect or to connect, perhaps for the first time, to God's might over your own. Have you been doing life and feeling a little bit depleted? Perhaps you've had some overwhelm that's keeping you in a place of not being able to tune into available options or your fullest potential. Or perhaps you're not able to see what's possible in a situation where you feel stuck in. Today, you're going to learn verses and lean into, pull back the curtain, so to speak, and walk into a place of power. A power that is ours, that is our heritage, part of our heritage. It's a seal of the Holy Spirit that dwells within us. So let's invite the Holy Spirit in today, because I know if the Holy Spirit doesn't show up, this will not go well. Dear God, we just thank you and praise you for another day of life. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Pray that the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart would bring hope, encouragement, and strength into the hearts of those people that are tuning in today. We pray for the ability to remember what our soul always knows, that your might and power can accomplish within us far more than we could ever ask or imagine. Help us to come out of the shadows, the corners of what's not possible and catastrophizing thinking, into the expansive place of possibility where you exist and call us out and up from the muck of our mind. We pray for your blessings upon the work of our hands and our heart today, dear God. Remind us that you're in charge here. We're not alone. And give us the ability to focus on what is working out for us versus what's not working out for us, and how you are working together everything for an ultimate good that far outweighs the momentary trials that perhaps we're finding ourselves mucking around in today. Give us clear vision, Lord. We're forgetting whose we are too often. Give us the strength not to give power away to circumstances, to the opinions of other people, to define what we're able to accomplish in and through you. Give us the ability to focus on you, the author and perfecter of our faith, so that we don't fear, or when we feel the moments of fear, we allow ourselves to feel it and go for it anyway, because we know that you are our strength, you are our might moving forward. We ask all of this in the name of the Trinity, the Holy Trinity, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So let's jump into the first verse here. The first verse is from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. And Paul declares to Ephesus, "Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might." Now, we're going to be talking about one word here, particularly. You're going to hear me bring this word up several times because there's some deeper meaning behind the word might. Might is the word. Might. What the heck does might mean anyway? As a verb, it means to express possibility, or to express purpose, to express possibility and to express purpose. So my coaching question for you today, as you're walking through your day today, are you giving free rent to what's possible in Christ within you? Or are you giving free rent to fear that something isn't possible? Or fear that things are not going to turn out and you won't be able to handle it. Not going to turn out the way you want it to, the way you think it should. This is that opportunity to resurrect. And if you don't have it within you, to borrow it from the might of God within you. so that you have that clarity of focus around what is possible for me today, dear God. Because I'm forgetting what's possible. I'm focusing on what's not possible. And I've set up camp on that. So it's time to up your tent and move it to the might of the Lord. Take it off that limited, shaky ground of what's not possible in your own might. Surely, there are situations every day that in our own might are not possible for us to handle. As I was diagnosed with advanced cancer back in 2006, 1 week prior to my final divorce court date, I did not feel any might within me of my own accord. I was completely flatlined. There was no way in my own power that I could walk through what God knew I'd be walking through in the next 5 years. The 2 years of chemos, the 6 weeks of daily radiation, the additional year of chemo, the 14 surgeries because of third degree burns on my front, they had to graft my back onto my front, the MRSA staph infection, finding 3 more spots of cancer in my body while going through the divorce, and my 3 young children leaning on me and needing me to show up for them. In and of my own might, I came up empty-handed. I remember one time when I fell on the floor and I called out to the Lord and I said, I've got nothing. I've got nothing left but you, dear God. So become mighty in my life. Help me to experience your might in my life. As a verb, God is a verb when it comes to how he shows up in our lives. He is constantly expressing what's possible. That's the definition of might. He is constantly expressing our purpose on a daily basis. Don't go here. Go there. Call this person. Don't follow up with that situation. Turn this way. He'll send people into our lives to say, hey, have you thought about this idea? Why don't you explore this? When we're seeking, asking, and knocking, dear God, I've lost my way. How do I get out of this? How do I move through this? Become mighty in my life, dear God. Become mighty in my life. God is all about resurrecting what's possible and giving you purpose. That's the verb of might. So when you read that scripture, and I invite you to store these 3 scriptures in your heart, be strong in the Lord and in his strength and in his might. Now, what's interesting about this verse is the last portion of this, be strong in the Lord, in the strength of his might, in his strength and in his might. Are you feeling depleted today? Perhaps you're listening in today and you're feeling as if you don't have a lot of strength going on inside. You're feeling depleted when it comes to innovative thinking. Where do I go next? What do I do, God? Or perhaps you're trapped by fear. An acronym of fear that floats around is false evidence appearing real. Another definition of fear by Milton Erickson is there is no failure or fear because of failure. Simply feedback. Always be willing to try something else. Always be willing to try something else. Now, the something else that I'm inviting you to try today is to step into the might of your God, of our God, through the power of Jesus Christ, who, by the way, we have the same spirit that rose Jesus Christ of Nazareth from the grave dwelling within us. That's the might. That's the invitation of today's podcast, to invite you to take off the cloak of your might and pull on the cloak of his might. Dear God, I can't do this. Perhaps you said that statement before. It's too much. I've said that before. I've come to the end of myself. Help me, dear God. I can't do this. And I'm willing to even consider the possibility, because this is, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief, to consider the possibility that you can. I believe, Lord, help my unbelief. Show me your might. Be mighty in my life. Help me to connect to your might over my own. Remembering, and I'm repeating this intentionally, so that you have the repetition in this short podcast today that the definition of might, it's a verb that I'm speaking of here, is to express possibility and to express purpose. When you are leaning into God's might and you are seeking, asking, and knocking, give me your might over my own. You're inviting what's possible. You're inviting a sense of purpose to be resurrected by God Almighty, who loves and adores you through the power of the Holy Spirit within you and the presence of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Be strong in the Lord, my brothers and sisters in Christ, in the strength of his might. Now, what is might? Let's take a deeper look in terms of scripture when it's used again. Be strong in his might, not yours, in his strength and might. Second verse that links to this is Zechariah 4:6. And I've mentioned this before. This was one of my power verses. Do you have power verses around your house? Ones that you can glance at when you're sinking in the waves, as Peter did when he stepped out of the boat of familiarity, tried to do something else? This is feel the fear and do it anyway. That's an excellent book, by the way, that I highly encourage anybody that hasn't gotten a hold of that one. It's called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. Or Joyce Meyer's just released a book called Do It Afraid. I believe that's the title of it. I haven't read that one yet. I'm sure it's powerful. Joyce Meyer's is powerful. But Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway is a good one. I read it a long time ago and didn't forget some of the things that they said. But basically, it's okay to feel the fear. Don't allow it to define who you are in Christ. Don't give it that power. You can do it afraid. Do it afraid. Do whatever it is that God's calling you to do to get out of that place of weakness and limited thinking and destructive or catastrophizing thinking. That's when you say statements like, nothing's working out for me. Nobody listens to me. I can't do this. That's destructive language that comes from destructive thinking. I can't do this. Don't stop there, my friends. I can't do this. And you can, dear God, become mighty in my life. Start flipping your script. Anytime that you say anything negative about or that's a limiting statement that you might say, anything that's limiting, the thoughts that go awry, that cause you to forget the might of God. Some of those thoughts that go awry or that cause negative emotions, some of them fall in the bucket of overgeneralizations. That's exploiting the outcome of an individual event too broadly. You're basically saying it happened here, it's happening everywhere. Perhaps it's catastrophizing. That's another bucket that causes negative emotions to be maintained within you. And that's focusing on the worst, the most extreme outcome, regardless of the likelihood. Another bucket the negative emotions hang out with is all or nothing thinking. That's focusing on the best or the worst of a situation without considering the full range of effects. All or nothing thinking. Another bucket is jumping to conclusions, overinterpreting a situation with minimal information. And there's two more buckets that hold negative emotion. One of them is selective attention. That's attending only to the negative aspects of a situation. Now, as we have this coaching conversation on today's Edge God In podcast, are you experiencing selective attention? When you focus on what's not working out for you versus what is working out for you, that's selective attention. Cool thing is Jesus was all about flipping those programs. Do not be afraid, my little flock. He was constantly speaking into fear. Your Father adores you. He knows how many hairs are on your head. There's not a bird that falls to the ground he doesn't know. And how much more are you than worth than these? Do not fear. You'll have trouble, and I've overcome. Listen to the words of Jesus. Lean into how he focused on solution-based thinking, how he resurrected and embodied, because he had the Son of God thing going on, might, the might of God. He was the perfect example of the might of God walking in a human body. He expressed the possible, and he expressed purpose. Come after me, follow me, take up your cross, and follow me. Anyone who does this, all things are possible with me. Die to yourself. Take up your cross and follow me. I'll give you purpose beyond your wildest dreams, and I'll show you what's possible with me. God's possibility and purpose is found in might, in his might. So in Zechariah 4:6, one of my power verses, when I was going through advanced cancer and divorce, says, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. So might is used in a different container here, a different framework. Not by might, not by power. Not by what might, not by what power. But by my spirit, says the Lord, by your own might. So this is giving us a fuller model of what is our invitation in scripture this morning. First scripture said, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Okay, so that's one learning that we have from today. It's not my might, it's his might. That's anchored in Zechariah 4:6 that says, not by my might, not by my power, but by his power, by the spirit, says the Lord. So whatever you're going through today, whatever it is that's causing the overgeneralizations, the catastrophizing, all or nothing thinking, jumping to conclusions, selective attention, and I forgot the last one, mind reading. That's assuming what people are thinking. That causes a lot of anxiety between the two ears. And you can take back that might. Dear God, I think that they're thinking this way about me. What do you say? Give me wisdom. Help me not to be deceived. Help me not to be taken advantage of. Give me wisdom to know how you want me to show up in this situation. Give me the strength to let go of what needs to be let go of, and give me the strength to lean into what you want me to lean into. So again, it's flipping that script and allowing God's might, again, the verb of might, what's possible, and his purpose for you, to lead your behavior and to lead your thoughts. A previous podcast, we talked about the heart, the mouth, and the mind. Those are three things, the heart, the mouth, and the mind, that can rob you of that power of transformation, of having the Holy Spirit being the landlord of how you show up. Or as I often say, the Holy Spirit is my virtual assistant. The Holy Spirit is my virtual assistant. The Holy Spirit is your virtual assistant. The Holy Spirit can help you get out of that sinking sand and sinking water, as Peter did when he flipped his eyes from the waves to the face of Christ. Help me, Lord. And Jesus often said with much compassion, oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? Perhaps today you can hear his voice saying to you, you of little faith, why are you doubting? Let my spirit become mighty within you. My spirit, not yours, not by your might, not by your power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Now, just a little insight on my human operating system. No shocker here, but I'm a type A personality, right? I refer to this as my BC days before cancer hit. I also have a tendency to just go for it. That's my main driver. In Sherpa Executive Coaching, we call it our why it matters. It's your main driver. My main driver gets me up in the morning as I have an attitude of I'm going for it, whatever it happens to be. Now, I've learned how to downshift through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, because I almost put myself in the grave because of how hard I was driving myself. So the Holy Spirit, as my virtual assistant, taught me about leaning into God's might over my own. Have I mastered that? As Paul said, heck no. But this is what I do. Forget what is behind and press on to what is ahead. So it's a learning opportunity in Earth School every day. A little more today than yesterday, dear God. May I be led by your might and your power over my own. And that's perhaps what's happened to you along your journey. Perhaps you really put all your resources towards something and it didn't turn out the way you wanted it to. A relationship, a position, a career, something creative that you made, and you thought it was going to turn out this way, but it didn't. It turned out that way. Perhaps a goal in your health, a financial goal, thought this was going to turn out. It didn't turn out that way. So then fear slithers in, false evidence appearing real. It's simply feedback. Remember, it's simply feedback. Failure, then the fear that goes along with that. Perhaps, or we can perhaps say, failure fear. It's simply feedback. Always be willing to try something else. Well, again, the invitation today is trying something else today. We're trying something else. I have tried this in my own might, dear God, whatever this is in your life, and my own power, dear God. I got nothing. I'm coming up empty-handed. I'm stuck. Help me to see the situation through your eyes. May you be mighty in my next step forward. And when you're asking God to be mighty, remember the definition. And if you're in a position to write down the definition of might as a verb, expressing possibility, what's possible, and expressing purpose. God is continually expressing possibility within you. Too often, perhaps, as I do, you, like me, find yourself in the cave clinging to the ring, holding on to what's not possible. God wants us to drop that ring and come out of the cave into the light. Expressing purpose. This is the way, walk in it. You will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. As a noun, might means great and impressive power and strength. So this is why this is what moved me to just put a short podcast together simply on the word might that's used in scripture, because might has a lot behind it. It has possibility. It has purpose. It also has great and impressive power and strength. Woo! Give me more of that today than yesterday, dear God. I want more of your great and impressive power and strength coming through me today. I'm tired. I feel worn out. I need some wisdom, some guidance, some motivation, dear God. Help me, Holy Spirit, to experience today, more than yesterday, your great and impressive power and strength. That's the noun definition of might, great and impressive power or strength. So as you reflect again on Zechariah 4:6, not by might, not by my might, not by your might, not by power, not by your power or mine, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Now, there's a word I circled there because it takes us deeper. That's why I love the scriptures. There's always some deeper connection. Well, dear God, what's for me in this? The word spirit, says the Lord. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord in Zechariah 4:6. Well, what the heck, what spirit are you talking about here? When we flip to 1 Timothy 1:7, we get deeper insight into the kind of spirit, the kind of powerful spirit that is ours by heritage, by baptism, through the power of the Holy Spirit, by our belief and saying, yes, Lord, I believe that you are Jesus, that you are the Christ. As Peter declared, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Who do you say that I am? Jesus poses that question to you today. Who do you say that I am? Am I mighty in your life? Do you allow me to have that space of possibility and purpose in your thoughts that direct your behavior? Do I show up for you as great and impressive and a power and a strength that you know that you do not have in and of yourself? This is the spirit of God. God did not give us a spirit of timidity or fear, but of power, love, and sound mind or self-discipline. 1 Timothy 1:7 is our last verse for today. God did not give you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and self-discipline or sound mind. That's the spirit that we have that resurrects or causes to go from dormant to live, depending on what we choose to focus on. That's our free will there. Do you choose to take up your cross of self-doubt, your cross of fear, your cross of worry today, and follow Christ? Perhaps that cross, metaphorically speaking, is what we can attribute to the phrase, feel the fear and do it anyway. Or as Joyce Meyer says in her new book, do it afraid. Do it afraid. Perhaps that crosses that fear. I'm afraid, Lord. I don't know if I can continue to do this. And I resonate with this so deeply because there were so many nights I was shaking. I was so afraid I was going to die and leave my three children without a mother. And I remember sometimes I'd be crying and shaking. And I was just realized the Holy Spirit tapped me gently many times and said, who is your might? Who is your power in this to carry you through? And as soon as I took my eyes off myself and my limited resources and placed them on God and his unlimited resources of great, impressive power and strength and possibility and purpose, all of which are included in the definition of might, then the doors started to open. Then I started to shift my thinking in neuroscience. They call it top-down control. I find that very interesting because I love science as well. And there's so much overlap in terms of giving glory to God. Top-down control, that's what's called in neuroscience when you flipped on the lights. Basically, you're out of that catastrophizing, those buckets that I read off to you early of overgeneralizations, jumping to conclusions, selective attention, and mind reading. When you flip to the might of God within you, you flip to what is called in neuroscience, something called top-down control. Basically, God is in control. And when God is in control, you have cognitive control. You have executive functioning. Basically, you have risk-taking with wisdom. You also have innovative thinking. You have self-regulation. This is the spirit that Paul talks about in First, or Timothy talks about in 1 Timothy 1:7. God did not give you a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. In top-down control, that's called self-regulation, self-control. Willpower that's driven by the might of God. You also have, it's referred to as the muscle and the brakes. That's called, which is one of the top qualities and continues to be, in leadership, impulse control. Well, I feel like just curling up on the couch and focusing on the fact that my life is over. And I take that from my own journey. And God says, don't stay there. You feel that emotion, and I see you in that, he says. So whatever you're in, he sees you where you're at. Don't stay there. Add an and to your conclusion. Nothing's working out for me. And God is in control. And his might and his power are going to lead me through this. I can't do that yet. And with Christ, all things are possible. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Coming back and ending and pulling the learning together in the definition of might, you have three powerful verses, which was our learning objective, to help you connect to God's might over your own. The first one is Ephesians 6:10. Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. The second is Zechariah 4:6, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Well, Lord, tell me more about your spirit. What does your spirit look like? Timothy, 1 Timothy 1:7 gives us insight. God did not give you a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline or sound mind, which is top-down control. That's when the lights go back on. That's when cognitive control and executive functioning start guiding your perspectives and helping you to tune into what's possible and your purpose in life. God's possibility and purpose. His might is great and impressive. It's great and impressive, and it's a continual flow of power and strength. The verb of that might, understand that God gives us a might that is in action. It's action. It's an action word, meaning God takes action in your thoughts, in your heart. He takes action to help you to self-regulate and to take self-control over negative thinking. He also helps you to take self-control over negative thought forms that are taking up camp between your two ears. Give the Holy Spirit permission and authority to evict the negative thoughts that are holding you in the buckets of negative emotion, that overgeneralization, focusing on the worst, the most extreme outcomes, or focusing on what's not working out for you, or interpreting a situation with minimal information. Dear God, help me to tune into all pieces of information to help me to create a fuller model of what's really going on here so that I can tune into what's possible for me today. What role do you want me to play today to make you recognizable? It also pulls you out of that place of mind reading. This creates a wall instead of a bridge in healthy relationships. So think about 1 to 3 things that you want to commit to. In Sherpa Executive Coaching, we call it your IC2, I commit to. So I commit to what? After hearing these 3 powerful verses on might, after hearing the definition of might and linking it to God's might over my might, and also taking a deeper look at the Spirit of God within me that gives me the grace and the strength to override fear and timidity with power, love, and self-discipline and sound mind. What action do I want to take moving forward? So I pose that question to you. What action do you want to take? A positive forward action step that will help you disconnect or become disassociated with what's not working out for you and to become associated with what is possible with Christ, in his might, with God's might working through you to accomplish his purposes for his will. What would that forward action step look like for you today? Perhaps it's storing one of these verses in your mind. So when Satan's tossing up for you or putting the bait in front of you, like fly fishing, love fly fishing. Sometimes you got to cast that fly over the fish a ton of times before they actually bite it, and it's fake. False evidence appearing real. So whatever you've bit a hold of that's holding you into that negative emotion bucket, God's calling you out of that today. He's saying, let's go. We got work to do. Not by your might, not by your power, but by my strength, by my spirit. With my might that is expressing possibility within you, that is expressing purpose, that is great and impressive, and gives you power and strength. What's your forward action step that you want to commit to today to help you to connect to God's might over your own? Sweet Jesus, give us the grace and the wisdom to really understand what it feels like today, more than yesterday. Show us what it feels like to live and move and have our being with your might and power guiding us forward. It's kind of like when you cut the army down, Lord, to only 10 people, so that they would know that they know that it was you that gave them the victory. Give us the victory, Lord, in you. You have plans to prosper us, not to harm us, to give us hope in a future. Help us, dear God, to override the spirit of fear and timidity. And when we do feel the fear, Holy Spirit, by your might within us, we give you permission to help us to do it afraid, whatever it is, so that we can resurrect that power, love, and sound mind as we step into all that you have prepared for us, that we can't even comprehend what that might look like, feel like, or sound like. You are a God of victory, and you are a good God. Thank you that you love us and adore us right where we're at, and you love us enough not to leave us there. Lead us on, Lord, and lead us out of the buckets of negative emotions into that top-down thinking, that top-down control. We surrender ourselves to you once again today. You take control and remind us of what's possible. Remind us of your purpose for us now moving forward. Help us to make you recognizable today. We give you the control now moving forward, easily and naturally. In your most precious name we pray, in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Give them heaven out there. There's enough of the other side going on. Be the light, the city set on the hill to outshine the darkness so that you can have that top-down control from God within you, resurrecting your sense of possibility and purpose. The possibility and purpose that is found in God that overrides any negative emotion you might be feeling today. Enjoy your gift of life and enjoy looking through Edge God In and the podcast that we offer to champion your human potential in Christ. We use a lot of different topics, everything from addressing emotional intelligence to addressing strongholds within your life. So ask the Holy Spirit, dear God, what's for me when you come and visit us at Edge God In? And sign up for our podcast as well, and you'll get the reminders of when we have a new podcast. Feel free to spread the word and the good news. Enjoy your gift of life today. I look forward to our next podcast together. And walk in his might.